This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Steve Prince on the line from Warrior Set Free. It's a division of Set Free Ministries. We're going to be talking about Veterans Day 2021, and we often highlight or underscore the tragedy of veteran suicide and raise awareness of that, which is important. But today, Steve, you and I are going to also take a very celebratory tone. And I'd like to, I guess, begin with just an overview of Warriors Set Free. Kind of tell me, I guess, in a nutshell, like what it is you guys do and why it works.
So Warrior Set Free, we just rewrote our mission statement, and it kind of, I think it speaks effectively. We assist veterans in building their faith to heal from the past and win life's battles. So we focus specifically on helping veterans grow in their faith no matter where they're at. We see a lot of veterans who've never even had the gospel explained to them. We get to be the one who explains that to them and see them accept Christ and begin that relationship with God. And that's always a celebration. But we also get to walk with veterans in kind of a discipleship brotherhood type manner of being able to help them hurdle life's obstacles and lean on God through the tough times in their lives. So a lot of veterans are hurting, and they need a big brother to be able to put their arm around them and comfort them in their time of need. And a lot of them are trying to take the world by storm, and we get to walk with those guys and be a part of the success that they're of the things they're accomplishing in their lives as well. So it for us, it all comes back to God, obviously, and building their faith and helping them be disciples of Christ and be kingdom builders, and then be the guy that can help the next person.
I'd like to take a look, kind of a tangible look. And are there any quote unquote success stories or, you know, examples of how God has used this ministry to change or help a veteran?
Absolutely. At the core of what we do is called a freedom appointment. And it's a one-day session where we lead people through the steps to freedom in Christ. And one individual that we featured on a video that we recently did, his freedom appointment changed his life. And God spoke to his heart. We got to be there for that and be able to be in relationship with him. And he went from very little hope in his life and not really being successful as a husband and a father to thriving and leading ministry. He's a part of a reboot recovery group. That's a national program that we're a part of. And he's ministering to others, and his marriage is stronger. His family is intact in large part because of what God did through his freedom appointment and through Warrior Set Free's role in that. So he's one of many that we get to be a part of their journey. And then we get to do life with those guys, and they call us on their hard days, and they call us to celebrate. I've gotten to be in prison with veterans and jails and courtrooms, and also at weddings and, celebrating the birth of a child. And it's just, it continues to grow our family. There's veterans have a brotherhood already, based on our past and the service that we've been through, the rough times we've walked through together. And so we get to be a part of each other's victories as well.
And you're based here in West Michigan, Set Free Ministries is. And I understand that you're looking to kind of grow and expand and take a little more national go beyond state boundaries, we'll say. Can you tell me more about that and kind of fill in some of those details?
Yeah, a big part of what we focus on. So Set Free Ministries helps everybody. Warrior Set Free specifically focuses on veterans. And Michigan as a whole doesn't have the veteran population that a lot of other states have. We don't have any active duty posts. We have a National Guard and an Army Reserve, but there's just not a wealth of veterans as there are in some other states. So as we were praying about this, we did some evaluation of some statistics, and we prayed, and we kept being pointed towards Atlanta, Georgia. And in that process, we've met a bunch of other organizations and veterans who are seeking Christ. And we're looking at starting an office in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Fort Benning is down there. They have a lot of National Guard and reserves as well. And veterans, all the younger veterans are either still serving, but the older ones tend to go towards the warmer states like a lot of us do. So there's a lot of retired veterans down there as well. So we're looking at Georgia and looking to start an office in that area as a test of what it takes to stand up a Warrior Set Free office with personnel, location, and budget. And then we talk about taking this to every city with an NHL team from there. So wherever there's a lot of people, typically there's a lot of veterans. And we know that God is the answer to help veterans grow their faith and win life's battles and heal from the past, like our mission statement. And so we want to take what God's shown us and give it away and build the network and build the kingdom. And veterans are great people. So especially when you put them on mission, when you give them a purpose and a direction, they make things happen. So that's what we're looking to do outside of Michigan, wherever the Lord leads us.
And of course, we at Mission Network News, we want to get people plugged in and involved. So with that in mind, how do you want people, after they hear this story or read it, what do you want them to do?
One of the best things we can start with is, and it's all about building relationships. So anybody, literally anybody that wants to know about what we're doing can call the office, can connect with us through all the social media platforms, and we'll start a conversation. And we can explain more of what a freedom appointment is. We've done a lot of virtual appointments, especially in the last couple of years as the world has learned how to operate in that fashion. And we would love to do a freedom appointment with any veteran anywhere. We've done them with many in other states. And if someone has a passion to bring a strong veteran ministry to their area, wherever that is, we want to talk about that and see if that's what the Lord has for us. And we don't have a patent on discipleship and on prayer ministry. And we want to spread this thing far and wide. It's about where God will bring it, not about what we want or what we think we're trying to do. So wherever people are, if they want to learn what we're doing, we'll train them. We'll walk with them. We'll help them, and we'll do life with them.